and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Remembering Pope Francis, Cynthia Shamble in New York City says she grew up Baptist and credits Pope Francis for the inspiration to become Catholic.
He was very warm to non-Catholics. Like, he encouraged all Christians to be together and to love one another and everything, and I really appreciated that.
New York's Timothy Cardinal Dolan.
Pope Francis almost had like a radar for people who were left behind at the side of the road.
The Vatican says Francis died of a stroke and heart failure at 88. CBS's Chris Livesay says attention is turning to the Pope's funeral.
He was placed inside of a casket this evening around 8 o'clock local time. He'll now be buried within the next 4 to 6 days. But then the big event is the conclave. That's when cardinals descend upon Rome from all corners of the earth to elect the next pope. That's going to happen within the next 15 to 20 days.
U.S. stocks took a tumble over the 1-2 punch of President Trump's trade war, coupled with more criticism on social media of Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell. Bankrate senior economic analyst Mark Hamrick.
Investors are selling just about any asset that is associated with the United States of America. That includes treasury bonds, U.S.-based companies and stocks, and the U.S. dollar.
The Trump administration says starting May 5th, federal student loans in default will be referred to debt collection. Aisa Conchola-Banez of the Student Borrower Protection Center says there are about 5 million Americans who are currently in default.
This is the same administration that made it harder for folks to apply for repayment options that are more affordable, that are tied to their income and that they are entitled to under federal law.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth, sources say, shared details of a Yemen strike in another signal chat that included his wife and brother. CBS's Weijia Zhang.
White House officials insist the Pentagon boss is not going anywhere. Congressman Don Bacon of Nebraska, a retired Air Force general, is the first Republican lawmaker to publicly speak out against Hegseth, telling CBS News he would not tolerate his conduct on signal.
Hegseth blames disgruntled former employees who he says are trying to ruin reputations. Meta says it is using AI technology to search for kids who are lying about their age on Instagram in order to bypass safeguards. CBS News technology contributor Ian Scher.
Whether or not all of these efforts are going to lead to meaningful change is really unclear. And part of it is that this is Instagram implementing this technology and not something that's being broadly done across the industry in any organized way.
This is CBS News.
A riddle brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What do your home and auto have in common? Progressive protects them both. It was an easy riddle. Learn more at progressive.com.
Hi, this is Beth, inviting you to join me for The Kitchen's Open, the show within the show, each Monday morning at 9 a.m. on The Morning Show on WFHR.
It's the Brewers and the Giants. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers kick off a long 10-day road trip tonight in San Francisco with 4 games against the Giants, 3 in St. Louis, 3 in Chicago against the White Sox. The crew won't be back until Friday, May 2nd against the Cubs. Yesterday, the Brewers rolled over the A's 14-1. Milwaukee able to steal a franchise 9 bases in 1 game. Manager Pat Murphy says that gets into an opponent's head.
Yeah, I think it rattles any team. So our young guys like to run, and they're excited about playing that type of game.
NBA, the Bucks play the Pacers tomorrow night in Indianapolis for Game 2. Milwaukee losing Game 1 over the weekend. College football, the Badgers wrapping up spring practice with a scrimmage in Madison. Defensive coordinator Mike Tressel.
We did not stop the run the way we need to. The mentality of stopping the run is first. The physicality of this game of football, which is what this place has always been around. And then you can get into some of the schematic things.
That's Wisconsin's Mike Tressel with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Hayden Christensen returns to the Star Wars franchise as Anakin Skywalker. He will join the cast of Ahsoka for season 2 and play himself as a teenager. The actor broke the news at a Star Wars event in Tokyo, Japan. Christensen first played the character in 2002 in Attack of the Clones and then in Revenge of the Sith. He appeared in 2 episodes of Ahsoka season 1. Season 2 is expected to drop in 2026 after the release of The Mandalorian and Grogu. The amount of inside Hollywood information spilled on the Happy Sad Confused podcast to host Josh Horowitz must be overwhelming at times. Emilio Estevez appeared recently and shared the story of his father Martin Sheen's drunken meltdown on the set of Apocalypse Now, in which Sheen ran naked around the set set while trying to be corralled by Estevez and his mother. Hard to imagine this kind of behavior from the Sheen patriarch. Sounds more like a Charlie Sheen kind of thing.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Increasing clouds and a little patchy fog forming overnight. Otherwise, our winds light as lows drop to the lower 30s. On Tuesday, mostly cloudy skies and some scattered showers out there as well. A southeast breeze, highs in the upper 50s. Currently 35 degrees.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we talk all things Wisconsin and the news with Pat Kreitlow, host of Up North News Radio. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Is the Tom Hartman Program.
It's the beginning of a brand new week and a lot to talk about. The Pope, Pope Francis, at the age of 88, just passed away. This is weird. Marjorie Taylor, first off, Nancy Mace, as soon as the Pope dies, Nancy Mace goes out and tweets, no, J.D. Vance did not kill a Pope. Honest to God. A Republican member of the U.S. House of Representatives feels the need to tweet this. Really? What are you thinking here, Nancy? Anyhow, and then Marjorie Taylor Greene. Now, this is like just evil. I mean, this is just after the Pope died, 3 hours after the Pope died, Marjorie Taylor Greene tweets, today there are major shifts in global leadership. Evil is being defeated by the hand of God. The Real America Voice host Gina Loudon said, I don't know where the Pope is today. In other words, she says, you know, maybe he's not in heaven. Oh, geez. Anyhow, we'll get to that in just a moment and what the Pope had to say about Mr. Trump and Mr. Trump had to say about him. Also, they're doing it in broad daylight because they think no one will stop them. I'll explain in a minute. As El Salvador's president proposes swapping U.S. deported Venezuelans with Maduro's political prisoners, Justice Alito slams the Supreme Court for blocking Trump to send more prisoners there. In the second hour of our program, shipping volumes from China to the U.S. are currently lower than they were in May of 2020. That was when the entire world was shut down. We're not just looking at a slowdown. We're staring down a potential economic heart attack here. Plus, Trump ramps up his attack, and the Dow is down over 1,000 points right now. And then Trump ramps up his attacks on Powell, says that the loser Fed chair must lower rates now, which is why the markets are collapsing. And also in the second hour, Pete Hegseth's latest stunning security failure. There's a full-blown meltdown going on at the Pentagon. Republicans should have known better than to put this drunk, unqualified, drunk weekend Fox host in charge of, you know, the largest federal agency, arguably the largest federal agency in the world. And for the third hour of our program, Donald Trump declares he's the greatest friend American capitalism ever had. I've got some news for him. But the Pope, I always had a special affection for Pope Francis, as longtime listeners know. Pope John Paul II invited Louise and I to the Vatican to meet with him for a private meeting. This was after his secretary had read my book, The Prophet's Way, which is kind of a spiritual autobiography, and suggested that the Pope should invite us. In fact, it was totally weird. We were living in Vermont, and one day my fax machine lights up, and out comes this like 12-page fax inviting me to the Vatican for a private audience with the Pope, John Paul II, and I thought it was a joke. You know, I thought I was being punked. But anyhow, we went. We had a good time. We met the Pope. Saw the Sistine Chapel, took the tours of all the places that the public can't get into generally. It was a blast. And so I've, ever since then, I've, even though I'm not Catholic, I've paid a lot more attention to the Catholic Church, and I have so much respect for Pope Francis. I had a lot of respect for Pope John Paul II, too, although he was a little conservative for my taste. But this Pope, who died early this morning at 88 years old, following his meeting with Vice President Vance, after he met with Vance, he gave an official Easter speech in which he basically attacked Vance and Trump. He said, how much contempt is stirred up in times, at times, toward the vulnerable, the marginalized, and migrants? He rejected the MAGA Trump-Vance stance on immigrants and on foreign aid. Earlier this year, he critiqued Vance specifically. Vance had quoted a little bit of Latin Catholic doctrine and saying basically, you know, we take care of our family first, and then we take care of the people around our family, and then we take care of our community, this kind of circle of stuff. And Francis said, no, Christian love is not a concentric expansion of interests that little by little extend to other persons and groups. And Vance actually apologized, which I thought, I was impressed by that. He only converted to Catholicism in 2019. And no, I don't think that Vance killed the Pope either. I agree with Nancy Mace. I just don't know why she's saying it. But anyway, the Pope, when he was on this Italian talk show, C'è Tempo C'è Fa, and he was asked about Donald Trump deporting immigrants, and he said, if true, this will be a disgrace. This is not the way to solve things. And Trump responded by calling him disgraceful. Right. It's incredible. Just incredible. My op-ed today, my daily take over at HartmanReport.com, and also, you know, to share with you, is titled, They're Doing It in Broad Daylight Because They Think No One Will Stop Them. The thing that got me started on this was Chris Murphy, the senator from, I believe, Connecticut, and who's been really outspoken recently. You know, raising alarm bells, I think, you know, in a very significant way. And frankly, I think what we're seeing, and particularly like, you know, Friday in Vance's comments about and Trump's comments about Ukraine, is that Trump and Vance are basically Putin's puppets now. They're doing everything that Putin wants. In fact, I should probably run a contest here, just like our contest to name one piece of legislation that Republicans have promoted that actually benefited the average person since 1980. There are none. You know, run a contest for anything that Trump and Vance have done or said that goes against the interests of Vladimir Putin. I can't think of anything. Maybe you can. But anyhow, Chris Murphy points out that democracy doesn't die typically with tanks rolling down the streets. I mean, you know, yeah, when the CIA conspired with Pinochet in Chile back in the 60s to overthrow the government, tanks rolled down the streets. And that's how we tend to think of coups. But actually, more often than not, they work the way that they're working right now in the United States. We are watching a coup happen right before our eyes. And I would say that as long as these people who have been deported to El Salvador are not back in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction of a court, we are now in a dictatorship. We are now in a form of government where the government is not answerable to the rule of law. The rule of law says if you're accused of a crime, you have an opportunity to defend yourself against that accusation before a jury of your peers. And none of these people had even an opportunity to have an attorney present. You know, among other things that indicate that we're in a dictatorship, you know, the Trump's attacks on the media, his attacks on business, his extorting money from people, you know, the scams that he's running for his own personal self-enrichment. But the points that Senator Chris Murphy made, I thought were really important. He said that this is how democracies die. And when you look at Turkey with Erdogan, if you look at Hungary with Viktor Orban, if you look at Russia with Vladimir Putin, If you look at the Philippines under Duterte, if you look at the way that Jair Bolsonaro ripped Brazil apart, you find that this kind of seven-step process is absolutely always followed. It's a playbook. And Trump is and Vance are following this playbook, and Musk. Number one, you legitimize political violence. In other words, you make people afraid. Number two, you capture the media. Trump is trying to shut down NPR and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Now, he already shut down Radio Free Europe, Radio Liberty, Radio Free Russia, you know, all that stuff. That's all shut down. And he's got lawsuits against all three networks. He's suing MSNBC. He's threatening CNN. I mean, it just goes on and on and on, right? Capture the media, number two. Number three, intimidate lawyers. Trump has now extorted $100 billion. It can't be that much. He's extorted a massive amount of cash from these law firms. I'll have to look it up to get the exact number. But in any case, he's bragging about it, how much money he's extracted. It might be $1 billion, $1,000 million. Install corrupt leaders. Number four, install corrupt leaders within regulatory and police agencies. And, you know, yeah, of course, that's exactly what's happening. Number five, disappear first minorities. And that's what's happened with these people, these 250 some odd people who were shipped down to El Salvador. And then later you begin disappearing opposition leaders. Next, you silence the universities. And finally, you starve opposition movements by denying their nonprofit status and their funding. And Chris Murphy just went through this list and said, this is what they do. This is what dictators do. And this is literally exactly what we're seeing unfold right in front of us right now. So, you know, this assault on Harvard, the assault on the Fed, you know, we outside of the Confederacy, we have never been so comprehensively and methodically attacked here in the United States as the Trump administration is doing right now. They're attacking our democracy. They're attacking our nation. They're destroying our reputation. They're destroying our economy. I mean, please name any one thing that they are doing that Putin wouldn't have asked them to do, or perhaps didn't ask them to do. So I think it's really important that we just call this what it is. Ruth Ben-Ghiat, in her Substack newsletter yesterday, just came out and said, okay, are we now an authoritarian nation? It appears so. Yes. We are now living in a dictatorship.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
And I'm telling you, it's only going to get worse for a while. Did you show up for the protest this weekend, by the way, this last weekend? We'll talk about that, too. We'll be right back.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rates you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information, and WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance specialist for university housing, he knows college students can major in wear and tear. Plus, housing so many students doesn't leave a lot of room to house all the supplies he needs. That's where Grainger comes in. With over a million industrial-grade products and fast, dependable delivery, Grainger carries the quality products he needs so he doesn't have to. From a new door hinge to a whole new faucet. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Wherever you are in Wisconsin, there's a free and confidential Aging and Disability Resource Center, ADRC, or Tribal Partner Agency. We're here for older adults, adults with disabilities, and your families. ADRCs are a bridge to support for benefits and financial assistance, transportation, in-home care, and more. Get to know your local ADRC and connect with resources today. Call toll-free 1-844-WIS-ADRC or go to findmyadrc.org. Paid for by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Could coal make a comeback in Wisconsin? Pollution and high costs have pushed utilities to start shutting down coal plants across the state. But the Trump administration has announced emergency orders to boost coal, including offering power plants a two-year exemption from requirements to reduce emissions of toxic chemicals like mercury, arsenic, and benzene. April 22nd marks the 55th anniversary of Earth Day. Back in 1970, Wisconsin Senator Gaylord Nelson called for an environmental day of action that inspired 20 million Americans to take to the streets and demand protections from environmental contamination. Less than 8 months later, Congress created the EPA. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into environmental issues in Wisconsin, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. So tell me the truth. How many different beauty potions do you have sitting in your bathroom counter right now? Huh? Well, if it's more than just Vibrance Super C Serum, listen up. The ingredients in this one bottle can replace your day creams, eye creams, night creams, neck creams, wrinkle creams, and dark spot reducers. Made in the USA with the highest quality ingredients, including vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, and vitamin E, Super C Serum delivers noticeable results. Louise loves this stuff. Simplify your skincare routine, get a healthier complexion, and minimize wrinkles and age spots with Vibrance. And if you don't find it better than your current skincare routine, you get a full refund. Go to Vibrance.com/Tom to save up to 37% off and get free shipping. That's Vibrance, V-I-B-R-I-A-N-C-E, Vibrance.com/Tom, Vibrance.com/Tom, Vibrance.com. Vibrance.com, V-I-B-R-I-A-N-C-E.
It doesn't come with boots at dawn, no cool beneath a blood red sky. It slips in through the courtrooms while no one dares to ask why. No tanks roll down Main Street, no fire in the sky above, just silence from the leaders as they strangle. The fun.
funds to silence thought.
All right, 4 minutes past the hour. So the president of El Salvador, the dictator, he calls himself a dictator. He's quite proud of the fact that he's a dictator. The people in his prison did not go through courts. They did not have attorneys. They were simply people that he decided he didn't like. Nayib Bukele. He has proposed sending the 252 Venezuelans that we shipped to El Salvador over to Venezuela, which will vanish them forever, right? It'll solve Donald Trump's little Supreme Court problem. And in exchange for that, he wants Venezuela to give him 252 prisoners that Venezuela is holding. And Venezuela's chief prosecutor, Tarek Saab, said this proposal is cynical. And he called Bukele a neo-fascist. Adam Bowler, who is the U.S. Special Envoy for Hostage Response, posted online in praise of the move. So the Trump administration is on record now saying, yeah, we think that's a great idea. Send those people to Venezuela, where our courts definitely can't force us to bring them back. Again, this is what dictatorships do. By the way, Kristi Noem, our head of Homeland Security, the chief law enforcement officer in America, right, the top cop, as it were, had her purse stolen in a D.C. restaurant yesterday, and there was $3,000 in cash in it. Who walks around with $3,000 in cash in their purse other than drug dealers and criminals? I'm baffled. Meanwhile, Sam Alito is all upset. I mean, he is all upset that the Supreme Court had the temerity to say to Donald Trump, as the buses were driving down the freeway to the airport in Texas to deport, to send more immigrants to El Salvador, that seven of his colleagues on the Supreme Court stood up and said, no, you can't put people in prison without due process. This is a principle that was established in June of 1215 when King John signed the Magna Carta on the plane at Runnymede. I want to expand on that just a little bit. I'll do that on the other side of the break, and then I'll pick up your calls. So stay with us. It's 27 minutes past the hour. What's on your mind? We'll get to that in just a moment. It's the Tom Hartman Program, the place where despair is not an option. Stick around.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
This is the place where smart people get their news. Stay tuned. If you're still tossing and turning all night and feeling edgy during the day, let me tell you about CBD from CB Distillery. Millions are turning to CBD for their relief because it works. In fact, over 90% of customers report better sleep with CBD. And it's not just sleep. CB Distillery offers targeted formulations for just about everything. Sleep, stress, mood and focus, pain after exercise. They even have CBD for pets. And it's all made with the highest quality, clean ingredients. No fillers, just premium CBD. My favorites are the sleep gummies, by the way. They really work. And with over 2 million satisfied customers, a 100% money-back guarantee, CB Distillery is the source to trust. So if you're struggling with sleep, stress, or other health concerns and haven't found relief, make the change like millions are to CBD from CB Distillery. And for a limited time, you can save 25% off your entire purchase. Visit CB Distillery and just use the promo code Tom, T-H-O-M, at cbdistillery.com, promo code Tom. Specific product availability depends on individual state regulations.
Come on. You watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you with the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them.
In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
800-908-7016. 800-908-7016. 800-908-7016. That's 800-908-7016.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
CBS News Brief. Catholics in Birmingham, Alabama are reflecting on the life and legacy of Pope Francis.
Who always, I think he would lay down his life for the poor.
Holy Thursday, he would go wash the feet of the prisoners. And he would actually get in the floor and wash their feet.
Stocks dropped sharply today after President Trump called Fed Chair Jerome Powell a major loser on social media. He's reported to be considering firing Powell. Here's CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
The Fed is an independent agency created by Congress to which the president appoints governors and names the chair. According to a 1935 Supreme Court ruling, these Federal Reserve workers can only be forced out or fired for cause.
The U.S. Department of Education is planning to begin collection efforts to force 5 million student loan borrowers in default to pay up. Bankrate analyst Mark Hamrick.
For millions of Americans, this will be another bit of financial pressure that they wouldn't have seen coming, let's say, a year ago.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Bruce Springsteen never liked the idea of allowing his band to be filmed backstage or in a documentary, but that's changed. Probably a good thing, too, as they are in the middle of filming a new documentary that cataloged his most recent tour called Road Diary, Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band. During a recent appearance on the Variety Awards Circuit podcast, Springsteen said he never liked to have the band shown backstage or featured because he thought it might demystify the E Street Band. He feels the exact opposite now as they are all getting older, saying these interactions and intimacies of their moments together should be shared. Springsteen also expressed his excitement for the new biopic inspired by his Nebraska album called Deliver Me From Nowhere. Deliver Me From Nowhere drops sometime this year, no word yet on the drop date for Road Diary. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
It's the Brewers and the Giants. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers kick off a long 10-day road trip tonight in San Francisco with four games against the Giants, three in St. Louis, three in Chicago against the White Sox. The crew won't be back until Friday, May 2nd against the Cubs. Yesterday, the Brewers rolled over the A's 14-1. Milwaukee able to steal a franchise nine bases in one game. Manager Pat Murphy says that gets into an opponent's head.
Yeah, I think it rattles any team. So our young guys like to run, and they're excited about playing that type of game.
NBA, the Bucks play the Pacers tomorrow night in Indianapolis for Game 2. Milwaukee losing Game 1 over the weekend. College football, the Badgers wrapping up spring practice with a scrimmage in Madison. Defensive coordinator Mike Tressel.
We did not stop the run the way we need to. The mentality of stopping the run is first. The physicality of this game of football, which is what this place has always been around. And then you can get into some of the schematic things.
That's Wisconsin's Mike Tressel with Sports on Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Increasing clouds and a little patchy fog forming overnight. Otherwise, our winds light as lows drop to the lower 30s. On Tuesday, mostly cloudy skies and some scattered showers out there as well. A southeast breeze, highs in the upper 50s. It's 33 at our studios.
Farm Rescue makes sure that you aren't alone. They're there to extend the hand and to take the burden.
Even the most independent farmers need help sometimes, and asking for that help is protecting the future. Farm Rescue provides equipment and volunteers free of charge to assist in times of crisis. We're currently accepting applications for planting and haying assistance. If you or someone you know could use our help, call 701-252-2017 or visit farmrescue.org.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
More than 600 international students and recent grads have had their visas revoked. Here's people that are here 100% legally. We've seen the ICE checklist. Do you wear a Chicago Bulls hoodie? Do you have a tattoo? Check, check, gone. Again, this is about due process and following the Constitution. And if we don't have that, then none of us are safe.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, moving soon to its new time. Weekdays 2 to 4 on Civic Media and on the app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I'm joined by director of the documentary Cycle, Laura Kesman. And Civic Media's own Rich Locascio joins the show to discuss his second love, wrestling and WrestleMania.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Pawn in their authoritarian game. Criminals always got a crime, but now they take it over the Oval Office line. Breaking laws like bottles in the street, and daring justice to admit defeat. They say it's just deportation, just
welcome back, 35
guy.
Minutes past the hour. So just consider the consequences of what Donald Trump is doing right now by and frankly, you know, what Sam Alito is all and Clarence Thomas are all in favor of, and what Bukele, the dictator of El Salvador, is proposing, where he wants to swap the American, well, they're not Americans, it's prisoners. They were American residents. And apparently all of them had permission to be here at one time or another. And but these people from the United States that we shipped down to El Salvador, he wants to swap them with Venezuela for their prisoners, to so that, you know, they're just like, they just disappear into a black hole. And it looks like Maduro is not going to have anything to do with it, right? Which is a very wise move. But there are three reasons why this is really a disastrous thing, not just for the United States, but for democracies all around the world, for the rule of law around the world. The first off is that it treats human beings as bargaining chips. And that is a slippery slope that leads to what's called hostage diplomacy. You know, this is what Putin does. You know, you get a basketball star goes over to visit Russia to compete in a game, and she has you know, a little bit of pot in her purse that she had forgotten that she has a prescription for even. But you know, hey, they throw her in prison for 10 years. Why? Because they want to swap her for a hostage here. I mean, this is what authoritarian regimes do, is they leverage political prisoners, basically, or individual prisoners, for political gain. It erodes human rights norms, and it basically turns human beings into negotiable commodities. So, number one, that's one of the reasons why this is so dangerous, so deadly, so destructive. Number two, it undermines due process and the rule of law. I mean, this is the whole basis of seven members of the Supreme Court saying, no, you can't send anybody else down to El Salvador. Weren't you paying attention when we told you you couldn't send those first people? I mean, these people who Bukele is offering to swap with Maduro have not been formally charged. They have never been tried. They've never seen the inside of a courtroom. They haven't had an attorney. They haven't been granted their legal rights. And using them as some kind of diplomatic currency further delegitimizes the whole idea of due process, of people having rights under law, of America, or for that matter, any country, in this case, El Salvador, being a nation of laws, not of men, to quote John Adams. And then finally, and perhaps most troubling, is this new bonding of Donald Trump, J.D. Vance on the one hand, and dictator Bukele on the other hand, you know, building alliances with repressive dictatorial regimes. You know, they've already embraced Russia, rejected Ukraine. They're just all in. I mean, you know, embracing the Middle Eastern dictatorships, embracing Netanyahu as he goes off on his, you know, making Israel more and more authoritarian. And certainly the violence against the Palestinians. I mean, this is rejecting, calling the Pope names because he's saying, let's have some compassion here. And by the way, what about the rule of law? I mean, this, what we're seeing now is the formation of a new axis. You know, World War II was the Allies versus the Axis. The Allies were all the democratic nations of the world. And the Axis, Germany and Japan, were the autocratic nations, the fascist nations, Germany, Italy, Spain, and Japan, nations of the world. And we're essentially seeing that repeating itself. And that's very troubling. That's very troubling. So what's on your mind today? John in Evanston, Illinois. Hey, John, what's up?
Hi, Tom.
Hey.
I really love your show.
Listen, thank you.
One thing I've been thinking of for a long time, I really think that we've gotten off on the wrong foot regarding Ukraine. And the guy that I really follow, and I would urge you to have him on your show, is Jeffrey Sachs. And Jeffrey Sachs is a professor emeritus of Columbia University, born in Detroit, Michigan, just like me and you. And he details out how the geopolitical situation, how the United States progressively, beginning with Gorbachev, who urged us never to expand NATO towards Russia. It's kind of complex, but it's available on YouTube. Jeffrey Sachs is a truth to power guy, just like you are. And he's made recently an address to the European Parliament, which was brilliant. And I really wonder, Tom, have you ever thought about having him on your show, or have you spoken with him personally?
He's been on the program a number of times over the years. I absolutely disagree with him on this. If you go back about a year and a half ago, Vladimir Putin gave an hour and a half long speech in which he explained why he attacked Ukraine. And it had nothing to do with the United Nations. It had nothing to do with NATO. It had nothing to do with that comment that George Herbert Walker Bush made back in the day that the United States was would not be a party to NATO expansion in the direction of to Gorbachev in the direction of Russia. It was not a contract. It was not an agreement. It was nothing. And it didn't even have the force that the Budapest Memorandum had, which was signed in 1994 by the United States, the United Kingdom, and Russia, which said that these three countries, in exchange for Ukraine giving up all of their nuclear weapons, they had at that point in time the world's third largest stockpile of nuclear weapons, because the Soviets had put most of their nukes in Ukraine. That Russia would respect their territorial integrity. It was Putin himself who, when he first invaded Ukraine, came up with this talking point that we're doing this because Ukraine is talking about joining NATO. And by the way, at that point in time, Ukraine was not talking about joining NATO. It's a complete lie, John. And it's been adopted by the tankies, the people in the United States who kind of embrace Russia and embrace Putin. And I'm saddened to hear that Jeffrey Sachs would take that position. I'm skeptical that he did. But
I don't want to distort what his position is. It's kind of complex.
But the point that Putin made, and Putin was very, very articulate about this. He elaborated at length, was that the original capital of what became Russia was Kyiv. When it was occupied by the Swedes, by the Vikings, back in the year 700, or in the 700s, I think 729, as I recall, therefore Ukraine is part of Russia, always was, always will be. That Ukraine has been absorbed by Russia on three different great occasions: once by Catherine the Great, once as the Soviet Union, and I forget the third one. That Ukraine has, that their language is so close to Russian as not to be separate. That their Orthodox Church is a renegade offshoot of the Russian Orthodox Church and therefore is not legitimate. His entire argument, and he Putin laid this out for an hour and a half. You can find it all over the internet. It's easy to find. His whole reason for attacking Ukraine was that Ukraine has no right to exist as a separate country. It is Russia. It is legitimately Russia. And, you know, historically, there is some truth to that. There is also a lot of truth to the fact that Ukraine has on multiple occasions declared their independence, become a separate nation, been recognized by the nations of the world as a separate nation. And like I said, in 1994, And Bill Clinton made this thing happen and signed this agreement. Russia agreed that they would recognize Ukraine's borders in exchange for Ukraine giving up their nukes. So John, I get the argument. It's one that I completely reject. It is Russian propaganda, pure and simple. There is, you know, and frankly, NATO is a purely defensive force. Russia has nothing to fear from NATO unless they attack a NATO country, which makes the argument even more absurd when you consider that. John, I got to run. I'm sorry we're out of time here, but thanks for the call and your kind words. Good to hear from you. It's 44 minutes past the hour. I'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's your media support group for We the People and what's left of our democracy. I'll be back with your calls in just a moment.
It's me, Yaliva. You know, the organ that helps you recover every weekend after pizza, donuts, and all those drinks. When you have a headache, you take an aspirin. You have a stomach ache, you pop an acid. But where's the love for your best buddy, the liver? The least that you could do to help me stay healthy is take Active Liver from New Nordic. Active Liver tablets contain high-quality, all-natural ingredients like milk thistle, globe artichoke, and turmeric extracts, which are proven to keep me healthy and you feeling your best. Active Liver provides an easy daily detox and helps protect me all year long. So let me make you an offer you can't refuse. You take care of me with Active Liver, and I keep taking care of you. Capisce?
See for yourself why Active Liver is Scandinavia's number one liver health supplement. You can find Active Liver at CVS and online at Amazon or directly from NewNordicUSA.com. Again, find it in stores at CVS or online at Amazon or NewNordicUSA.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Ann from Chippewa Falls.
What are Republicans voting for? If they're not voting for Medicare, Medicaid, clean energy, clean water.
Tax cuts for billionaires. You wouldn't get a lot of votes for that. So you have to create an enemy. And somebody says, blame all these people like women and immigrants and black and brown folks. Your brain will sometimes want to accept that because it's the easiest of off-ramps to all of the anxiety and existential fear that you've got.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Moving soon to its new time. Weekdays 4 until 6 on Civic Media and on the app.
I'm Tony Goldwyn. As an actor and a director, I attend a lot of screenings. But there's one that's different. It's important, and it could save your life. A lung cancer screening. You know, I lost my mom to lung cancer when she was just 68 years old. Screenings help diagnose lung cancer early when it's most treatable, even curable. A quick low-dose CT scan is all it takes. GoTo for lung cancer is your go-to. Visit goto.org.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Mike Starr joins us here on Nightlight. Your timing, Goodfellas, Mike. What you just said was an ad lib to De Niro. He's like security, and you're like, you're looking at him.
Well, that whole scene was improvised. And Paul Hip, he said, make sure you don't call it ad libbing. It's improvisation. It was quite a process that Martin Scorsese put us through over a few days that it would come out like that. It wasn't just like, hey, how you doing?
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on WFHR.com/contest-terms. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth.
That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Our daily song is now available on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, YouTube Music, Pandora, Tidal, Deezer, iHeartRadio, and a whole bunch of other platforms. Just look for songs by Louise and Tom Hartman. Check it out. Native Path Collagen is made with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers, the two most important types making up about 90% of the collagen in your body. It's in your cartilage, bones, skin, hair, nails, gut, and more. Many brands use a rainbow of fibers and fillers, but Native Path Collagen is a single ingredient collagen. No fillers, additives, or artificial sweeteners. And they third-party test for heavy metals. It's also completely flavorless, so you can put it in anything, coffee, smoothies, soups. Because Native Path Collagen's recipe is a peptides formula, it's more bioavailable, absorbed into the body more easily, and mixes much better than other brands. No clumping. Native Path Collagen has sold over 5 million jars of collagen, has over 1 million happy customers, has over 8,000 five-star reviews, and a 365-day no-risk guarantee. And best of all, they have really amazing bundle deals that are only available with our special link. Visit getnativepath.com/Tom and start your transformation today. That's get, G-E-T, getnativepath.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, getnativepath.com/Tom.
When Marge took the mic and the room turned grim, a feller in plaid yelled boo with sass, so cops flew in and tased his freedom of class. Is this the correct man? Grin, raised his hand.
51 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here, Tom in Ashbury Park, New Jersey. Hey, Tom, what's up?
How you doing? I was calling about, this is off the subject. Last week, I believe, I was listening to your program, and you were saying that a man called in and said President Trump and a few people could be held for accountable for kidnapping, and that's an impeachable offense. And that you said that it had to do something with Maryland, and I think the Attorney General of Maryland is the person that can do that, and two
That's
other
correct.
People.
Yeah.
And what I want to do is start like a letter writing, email, telephone campaign to these three people to do this.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure how to go about doing that to make it seriously a nationwide thing.
Yeah.
And there
have been a number of calls for this, Tom, and you could probably find it fairly easily with a search, you know, an online search. But the Attorney General of Maryland is the chief law enforcement officer for that state. Maryland is the state from which Mr. Abrego Garcia was kidnapped. And Maryland does have anti-kidnapping laws. There's also federal laws, but you're not going to see those being enforced by Noam or Bondi. And so the first person to reach out to would be the Attorney General for the state. The second, frankly, I think would probably be the two senators who are both Democrats. That would be a good idea. And the third would be to find out, and I think I had that information last week when I was talking, but I don't have it on the top of my head right now, which That's county... True. And or city, and I think it might have been Baltimore, but I fact check that, where Mr. Garcia was kidnapped, and then reach out to the county district attorney or the city district attorney and ask them to consider bringing charges.
Okay, county and city attorney. And I'm not sure if he's a senator. Were Jamie Raskin, is he a senator?
He's a member of the House of Representatives, but he does represent Maryland. You could certainly reach out to him as well.
Yeah. I think he's fantastic.
He's genuinely one of the good guys. He's a truth teller. Yeah, spot on. Tom, I got to move on, but thank you for the call. Good luck. Right. And let me know if you get any feedback from any of those folks, okay?
Thank you very much.
Yeah, good talking to you. Michael in Bronx, New York. Hey, Michael, what's up?
Hi, Tom. And I was very saddened by the death of Pope Francis. And he was the guy that was really reminding people the true meaning of Christianity, the principles of respecting one another and loving one another.
And forgiveness.
Compassion and forgiveness.
Yeah, exactly. That was his big thing.
Do unto others as you want them to unto you.
I think the good news is that he's apparently appointed about, you know, well over half. I heard four-fifths this morning. I have a hard time believing it's that many, but of the cardinals who are going to be voting on who the next pope is. So hopefully we don't go back to somebody like Benedict, but instead we go forward with, you know, another Francis-type, you know, progressive pope. Because the
exactly, because I gotta say this just to get this off my chest, but it was 24 hours prior as Pope was celebrating Easter, and he was going to be meeting with some Catholics, and initially amongst those Catholics was to be J.D. Vance. And based on the reports that was circulating on social media, and the Pope had declined the meeting with Pope Francis, and Pope Francis had declined the meeting with Vance, and instead the Pope had one of his assistants send a memo reminder to Vance about the importance of compassion.
Right, exactly. Gave him a big lecture, actually, on immigrants.
Yeah, exactly.
But then he relented, and he allowed for a very quick photo op, and then, you know, shortly thereafter died. I don't know why Nancy Mace is out there tweeting, no, J.D. Vance did not kill the Pope. But, you know, I think a lot of people around the world are scratching their heads right now.
Let's put it this way. I hope to God there was no foul play.
Oh, there wasn't.
Against Pope Francis.
The guy nearly died from double pneumonia just a week or two ago.
That.
He's 88 years old. It's not.
But I also.
And he really was pushing himself that day. I mean, Easter, he pushed himself really, really hard. He got the Pope mobile and went around and visited all those people in the square there and in front of the Vatican.
Right.
So I think he just burned himself out. I think he ran out of energy. I mean, his body just ran down, and that was it.
Yep. But let's not forget also that.
Although maybe J.D. Vance just sucked his life force out. I mean, that's possible, right?
Well, but let's not forget that there's been a long history of the two not seeing eye to eye. I'm talking about Francis and Trump and the stuff that Trump had said of Pope Francis, referring to him.
Well, I hope the Pope wasn't allergic to J.D. Vance's eyeliner. You know, maybe there was something, you know.
Who knows what fragrance he could have been wearing. I don't know. But this is serious stuff.
Yeah,
really.
It actually is.
They don't have any kind of influence as to who the next Pope will be.
No, my understanding is that the process right now is going to be run by an American Catholic bishop. But I don't know anything about him, frankly. Michael, thank you for the call. Yeah, spot on. Francis was a good man. He was a very good man. And there's no doubt in my mind where he is now. We'll be back with more of the news of the day and your calls. Shipping volumes from China to the U.S. are where they were during the pandemic. This is going to get ugly.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Do you love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time for a special Earth Day edition of the show. We'll be live from Governor Nelson State Park with Tia Nelson, daughter of Earth Day founder, former governor and U.S. Senator Gaylord Nelson.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Hi, this is Beth, your new host for The Kitchen is Open, the award-winning show within the morning show. Each Monday morning at 9 a.m., we'll tackle topics, teach techniques, and tell you what to do or not to do when it comes to cooking or the kitchen. I'll also bring you interviews with local chefs and restaurant owners with insight on what it takes to make it in the food industry. Listen as I work with James, Seth, and others as we learn, laugh, and have fun. The Kitchen is Open. Same kitchen, new host.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. The Vatican has begun preparing for a papal funeral and a conclave to choose a new pope less than 24 hours after Pope Francis died of a stroke.
Francis's death comes just one day after he celebrated Easter with the faithful in St. Peter's Square. The pontiff's lengthy visit with the crowds on Sunday, says Vatican analyst Francis Rocca, may have been an indication he knew the end was near.
It may be in retrospect, I'm just speculating here, that he knew time was running out, and so he thought, well, what am I doing? Am I going to sit in my room or am I going to go out and be the Pope, especially on Easter?
Vatican officials say the Pope's body will likely be moved here to St. Peter's Basilica on Wednesday morning. Tina Kraus, CBS News, Rome.
Mourners of all faiths have been visiting St. Patrick's Cathedral in New York City.
I felt bad. I felt bad. I started crying and...